Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
With us every Wednesday right here, top of hour number two. Blake, I have never had, even including after the 19 season, a lot of faith in Coach Ed Orgeron, but I cannot take away 19. That is legit. It's real. It's one of the best runs we've seen. But let's fast forward to the moment where we're sitting here right now. I somehow, like a blithering idiot, thought LSU would play well against Ole Miss. I am shocked I let myself go there.
Me too, Bill. Good morning. Me too. you're completely right. You know, I fell in the trap myself just because, Bill, again, when you run for 300-plus yards against Florida, I get that Ty Grantham did some bad things. But, Bill, when you run for that much, you're physically dominating people up front. Let's not get that part twisted. Here's my thing, and I've taken heat on this, but I have done film breakdown and film study on this. Everybody around college football, especially in Baton Rouge, need to give Bo Pelini an apology. Because, Bill, from a schematic standpoint, from 2020 to 2021, this defense hasn't changed. Bill, they ran man-to-man coverage with a single high safety against Lane Kiffin. He was giggling in the post-game press conference, meaning Lane Kiffin, that somebody was naive enough to run man-to-man coverage against his offense. It's the same schematic formations. It's the same schematic things and coverages in the last two seasons. We're going to go run man-to-man, and when we go zone, we're going to run quarter defense. For people that don't know what quarters is, it's basically like a cover four, but everybody's taking a quarter of the field, basically like you do in every kind of coverage. So I fell in the trap. Everybody talks about this offense. Bill, everybody says it's broken. It's not broken. It was never there. So they have talent. They're not utilizing that talent good enough. And like you, Bill, I fell in the proverbial Ed Orgeron trap.
So what's next?
Well, I think what's next is that, you know, we have 5 weeks or 4 or 5 weeks until I believe the next head coach of LSU football will be announced. I don't think that LSU will wait or Scott Wilber will waste any time on this. I think that they're going to do everything that they can to announce their next head coach before the first signing day. I think that that's a little ambitious if you want to get the best guy that you think you can get. But I think that that is their goal. Bill, the only thing that I want to see on the field is guys getting better. You know, you've got a lot of freshmen that are playing, a lot of five stars that are playing. I wanted to see those guys progress. You got a bye week this week, and then you got Alabama. I don't know how I want to say it other than just talking to some people around Alabama. They're saying that they're preparing for a war. Well, no, you ain't preparing for a war because this team's not well coached. I think that there's a majority of the fan base here that wants Ed Orgeron gone right now because in his press conference Saturday, Ed Orgeron was asked, "Well, Coach, there was no changes offensively or defensively. Why wasn't there schematic changes?" And he laughs and says, "I don't know." So I think that this whole season from an LSU fan perspective, majority is a wash. They're ready for it to be over with because of how bad this coaching staff has been from top to bottom. So I think that the next 5 weeks will be very entertaining. But nevertheless, Bill, that's what they want to do. They want to hire their next head coach right at the end of the season, right after Texas A&M.
We've been talking a little bit about James Franklin and his, I don't know if I would say erratic behavior, but press conference here yesterday, he mentioned Illinois as the team he's preparing for instead of Ohio State. He called the horseshoe the big house, so somewhat erratic. And, of course, coming off an Illinois loss, it was revealed that he's now hired Jimmy Sexton and gotten rid of Trace Armstrong, although he said that's not recent. It happened this last summer. Nonetheless, LSU have legit interest in him.
I think they have some interest. I think that they're I will say this. Although Scott Woodward sends out a lot of smoke screens to media and fans, James Franklin to date has been probably the biggest smoke screen of all the coaches that people say LSU will hire, which normally, Bill, means that they're not going after him. I don't, you know, Scott's not going to worry about one loss to Illinois, which, by the way, Penn State messed up my parlay last week. Way to go on the money line. But I don't think that that's going to waver him. But I don't think, Bill, that he's on the top of this list. I think that if LSU were to ever get down to James Franklin, they would have struck out with the premier coaches that they're looking for. And I still don't know if they would go that route. I still think that they would have a very strong decision on if they would hire someone like Billy Napier over James Franklin. And a lot of people will say, well, Blake, that's not comparison, you know, from a national perspective. And I personally understand that. I'm not disagreeing with that. But I think due to Louisiana's culture and how coaching staffs in the high school work, Bill, a guy like Billy Napier would be more attractive to a Louisiana fan base and how things work down in the Bayou than someone like a James Franklin. I know that sounds crazy, but it's just the truth. So I think that he would be down that list more, but there's been a lot of smoke. But, Bill, if I'm calling a spade, I just don't believe that. I believe that this smoke that's being sent out is completely false.
Is there anything, and by the way, Blake Ruffino with us, is there anything to the Walker Howard flirtation and visit to Notre Dame?
No. Bill, they flew to South Bend in the LSU plane.
Is that right? I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I say an LSU plane. What I mean by that is a plane that's decked out in purple and gold. Let me reiterate that, because people say, oh, that's a recruiting violation. No, the plane is a private jet that is decked out in LSU attire. I do say this. I think that there is a very small part of this that I think Walker Howard would decommit, in the sense of whoever LSU's next head coach would be, if he and his dad, Jamie Howard, do not like the hire, we could see him decommit the name David Bill. He's a midterm enrollee. It's the first time that we've seen a private school kid do something like this. He actually was taking classes at Texas A&M so that he could qualify and be in a midterm enrollee. I don't know if – I'm not going to say never, like my name's Mike Tomlin, but I will say, Bill, this kid wants to be at LSU. He made a promise to his mom, God bless her soul, before she passed. This is where he wants to be, and he's been reiterating to a lot of people that he wants to be at LSU. Now, I know that Brian Kelly is coming in hot, and, Bill, he's coming in super hot for Walker Howard. Can he change that? I don't think that he can, but, again, if there's a coach that's hired that the Howards don't like, I think that it could get very sticky. But Walker Howard does want to be at LSU.
Yeah, I find it very hard to believe that Jamie Howard's kid's going somewhere else. And usually, when the new guy gets hired, almost every time, and there are a few exceptions, but the new guy does a good job with the legacies. They usually do, and everybody's happy, and everybody feels at home. I just found that, I don't want to say I found it odd, but when I was looking at Notre Dame, they had a huge visit weekend, obviously for the Southern Cal game. And, you know, his name was very prominent on that list, so I just wanted to ask you about
it. Yeah, and look, Louisiana is a very high culture in when it comes to the Catholic faith. And Bill, there's a reason a lot of Louisiana kids entertain Notre Dame. For example, when I was growing up, if we weren't watching LSU, my grandfather was watching Notre Dame. And if you touched that dial tone, you were getting that whooping. You were getting that belt. Okay, and so I think that there's a very strong culture in Louisiana from a sense of the Catholic faith, and I think that that's something that he was entertaining. Again, I will say this. I know that there are coaches right now that want and have entertained and want to entertain the LSU job if it opens up to them, and the first call that they have made has been to Walker Howard. Bill, that is confirmed at this point. I mean, the coaches that think that they can have a chance that have never reached out to Walker Howard are reaching out now. Now, there's a lot of things you could say in that. Well, you know, LSU doesn't have a head coach. They want Walker Howard, et cetera. But, you know, that's not necessarily all that's going on. So I think that if they want this job, there are a lot of coaches have been reaching out to Walker and want to make him assured that they would fit their offense around him and what he does best. So I don't have any worries about Walker decommitting at all.
Johnny Vegas on the Emerald Coast just wants to tell us, I've got a Billy Napier ticket bet 7-1. So he's holding it, and we'll see if he gets to cash it. Josh up in London, Ohio. Now, I don't know if Josh is just throwing this out there or if this is a legitimate report. Never know with Josh. But he says, is there anything to the report, again, to the report of high-ranking LSU officials put in an offer to Lincoln Riley?
Never say never, Bill. I think that there is, again, Scott Woodward has been known to be the quote-unquote big game hunter, and I think that every fan base, and I don't mean this in a cocky way, Bill, LSU's a top premier job, and I think that if you have a good coach, unless your name's Nick Saban or Kirby Smart, they will be vetted. In reference to an offer, Bill, I can't confirm or deny that. Again, I there's a lot that goes on into this, but I don't think that Josh is off. I think that names change, and I know that they are vetting everybody in college football. So with that, I'll just say no comment.
Blake, how can everybody get your content?
AYS Sports across the board. Follow us on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button and notification bell. We'll go around the SEC today. Hopefully the weather's not too bad. Looking forward to it, Bill. And thank you as always.
All right. Blake Ruffino. Every Wednesday. Okay, we're clear. Folks, we are clear all the way to Losh Pa. So let's do it. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank Hotline, broadcasting from the Strike and Spare Studios, the Wilco Kiosk location. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, Blake. This crash is going to be over here on 440 eastbound on that ramp to West End Avenue. It appears to be a non-injury wreck, but you never know. Hamilton Church Road at Owendale, that was still blocked South Nashville. As they wrap up that paperwork on that crash, OHB at Juarez Drive, that's over in the Hermitage area. Here comes that steady flow of traffic down I-40 right now out of Mount Juliet. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on today, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing. Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spears.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Haul, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Karen in Nebraska, Bill, did Ruffino just say that the kid flew to Notre Dame in a private jet decked out in LSU colors? So this kid could afford to charter a jet, Bill. Well, I don't know if it was his money. I mean, Jamie Howard, if folks remember, it doesn't seem that long ago. I guess it was. But Jamie Howard, very highly recruited quarterback from Louisiana years ago and played at LSU. His son, Walker Howard, is a senior. And is he rated a five-star? He's a four or five-star. I don't remember. But, and he's been committed to LSU. He's a legacy, and I don't think that changes. But I noticed Notre Dame had like 100 kids in. Not all officially, obviously, but tons of kids in for the Southern Cal game. And I just noticed that Walker Howard was on the list, and he took the visit. Now, do I think there's a legit chance? I would doubt it. I would doubt it. I wanted to review that with him because I just saw the news. Ags and Strohs. And you know what? I did not know this. Ags and Strohs, who is down on the Texas lovely Gulf Coast, I spring braked there. What year would that have been? Junior year. Parents wouldn't let me go to Florida, so I went with a buddy to Texas. They didn't want me down spring breaking down in Fort Lauderdale. Now, the next year they let me. I probably shouldn't have, but the last year, the senior year, they let me go down there. Anyways, Ags and Strohs says, Bill, rest in peace to Joe Lee Dunn. So I did not know that Joe Lee Dunn passed away. He said, I missed the first hour, and I did not know if you had already discussed it. I didn't. Wanted to know your memories of him and his defense, if time permits. Got plenty of time. I did not know that. You are revealing something to me that I did not know. I'm out of the loop there, and I'm embarrassed because I did not know, but I didn't, and that's sad news. Joe Lee Dunn was one of the first, to me, total gambling defensive coordinators. This guy would blitz. If he had 15 people, he'd blitz them. You know, they say they blitzed everything but the kitchen sink or something like that. That was Joe Lee Dunn. It was feast or famine. Now, if he had personnel, it was incredibly fun to watch, and it was successful. I saw him with some teams that had lesser personnel, and obviously in a situation like that, you give up a lot of yardage. I guess my best memory of him was defensive coordinator for Ole Miss, for Billy Brewer. And one year, they had a ton of talent. I mean, they were loaded at linebacker. The defensive front had pros on it. They were absolutely just incredible. And by the way, here's the story. And I did not see this. Longtime defensive coordinator at Ole Miss, South Carolina, Joe Lee Dunn passed away. He was 75. Considered the father of the 3-3-5 defense. And started his career at Chattanooga, later joined the staff at New Mexico, was at South Carolina, was at Memphis, was at Ole Miss, and many other players. I believe he was at Arkansas, etc. It does not say here. He was 75, though. I don't know what if he was ill or if it was something that was sudden. I do not know. Sad news, though. But yeah, that one year, and it was relatively early 90s. Obviously, it's before Billy Brewer got fired for the NCAA stuff. And they had so much talent. And I watched those teams. Matter of fact, I went down and there was an Alabama-Ole Miss game in Oxford. Went down there to do some TV work and met with Woody McCorvey, who had already been a friend of mine, the receiver coach at Alabama. And I remember sitting there on the field, standing there on the field pregame, talking to Woody as the teams were warming up. And knew it would be a close game. Alabama pulled it out. It was a very, very close game. But, and I remember, I've told you the story. I'm standing there, and stretching right next to us is David Palmer. And Woody looks at me and he goes, Bill, have you met David? And I said, well, I don't know that I've, you know, in person I haven't met him. Obviously, I'm a big fan of David Palmer's. And David was very polite, you know, what kind of waved at me. And Woody said, you know, it wasn't much before I got him, but he's pretty good now. And David giggled. I thought that was kind of funny. But, yeah, and those Joe Lee Dunn teams were incredibly athletic and active, and again, he blitzed like crazy. This guy, I mean, he would, there was no read and react with Joe Lee Dunn. Let me put it that way. You know how that defense, particularly if it's not successful, that read and react and wait on is very frustrating for fans when it's unsuccessful. He never did that. This guy attacked like crazy. And I'm sad. I'm glad you gave me the news. I did not know that. Yeah, I did not know that. Joe Lee Dunn. Tom, Ohio State, says, Bill, I'm going to stir the pot. 2022 coaching changes. He says Chip Kelly to Southern Cal. So he's going to leave UCLA and go to Southern Cal, just right across town there. He says LSU, Dabo Sweeney, and Brent Venables. Again, this is for 2022. Notre Dame, Bill, Luke Fickell. UCLA, Mel Tucker. Cincinnati, Bill, the mullet, Chadwell. So Jamie Chadwell leaving Coastal Carolina, going to Cincy, is what he's saying to us. John down in Alabama. Bill, I used to love Joe Lee Dunn when he lit a cigarette on the sideline. I never saw him do that. I did not know that part of him. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. No Kev up in Chicago. Bill, there are reports that the Trojans are losing interest in James Franklin. Do you think Pete would come back? He won a Super Bowl. NFL experts think Wilson won't be there after this year, and he's arguably in the best division in the NFL. No, I don't think Pete's coming back. Here's the way Pete looks at that. Southern Cal, when he was there, was before everything fell apart, was a golden chapter in his book. And they won a natty in 04. Texas fans may disagree with this, but they feel like they probably should have won it in 05. They had the ball, draining the clock on a fourth down, and didn't even have Reggie Bush in the game. Gave it back to Vince. Vince became Superman again. Texas won the game. But anyways, that could have been back-to-back. But he won a natty there, and he did really good things there. Also the NCAA thing. I will admit that. And he doesn't think that that will be duplicated. Yeah, I don't see any way that he would go back. Now, and then the Jeff Fisher rumor, I don't think there's anything to that at all. I just think that's some rumor. Somebody probably took a couple of shots of blackjack and then put that out there. I don't see that either. No, I don't see that. I don't see that as any kind of possibility at all. But anyways, we'll see what happens with the Trojans. That's a really good job if everything is lined up correctly. Coach Marshall, Bill, Joe Lee Dunn was blitzing as soon as he got off the bus. That is so true. That is so true. I saw Joe Lee Dunn's. I saw so many of his defenses through the years. And, again, I've seen it to where he had personnel that wasn't really cut out for it and just get killed. Blitz and get torched. And dude never would give up. He's going with it, and this is the way we play. And if you're going to put up 500 yards on us, so be it. I've seen him do it where he had personnel like that one year at Ole Miss where he crushed people with it because he had the personnel to do it. So I've seen it work both ways. But that was his DNA. That was his signature. That had his fingerprints on it. And he never gave it up. Yeah, never gave it up. Bubby in Noonan, Georgia. Bill, is Pittsburgh's loss to Western Michigan disqualifying for a playoff run, even if they went out and are a one-loss ACC champion? I don't see any way they get in. Now, again, that's a pretty good-looking football team. They've got a long time, a quarterback who's been there forever, and he's having a really good year. This guy's making some NFL money right now. Now, again, I don't know that he'll be a starter in the NFL, but he'll be on a roster. That's for sure. But no, I don't see any way Pitt gets in. So Pitt gets in, they go through Wake Forest to get in. And they're sitting there. I just don't. You know who's on that, the staff? Remember he used to come on the show down from the West Palm area, Boca West Palm area? Charlie Partridge is on that staff. He was the head coach down at Florida Atlantic. I think he was the coach right before Baby Kiff, right? And actually left Baby Kiff with some players. Anyways, he is on that Pittsburgh staff, been on that staff ever since, and he's the defensive line coach there. I have not talked to him much since then, but he used to come on this show, oh, several times. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, Mark Mangino to LSU. I think Mark is living happily. Now, he used to be on the show a lot. I think he's living happily down on the beach and probably isn't going to coach again. Coach Mangino. That would be my assessment there. Lake Norman Buckeye. Bill, what about Eric Bieniemy to LSU? What about Eric Bieniemy to Southern Cal? Remember, he played at Colorado. Isn't Bieniemy from California, though? Wasn't he recruited to Colorado out of California? I think so. Somebody, Bean, count me on that one, y'all. Somebody correct me if I'm misspoken on that one, if I'm mistaken on that one. I thought so. I really don't. Look, in these jobs, sometimes you'll have a feel for, okay, this makes sense. This guy to this job makes sense, Bill. Makes total sense. I don't know what to tell you when it comes to the big openings we have right now, which are Southern Cal and LSU. Now, I see all the same names you see, but legitimately how this is going to all end up, I am a little ashamed to tell you I'm not sure yet. I usually have a feel, but I don't really have much of a feel here on these. I know they're attractive. But remember, attractive jobs miss hire all the time. It's quite common. I'm not predicting that for LSU and Southern Cal, but we've seen everybody screw hires up. We see it left and right. So I can't really give you a definitive. Here's what I would look out for. Chris Landry will be with us tomorrow. I'll ask him to. The brilliant football mind of Mr. Chris Landry. Waylon checking in this morning in Burnsville, North Carolina, says, Bill, what about Hal Mummy to LSU? Okay, I'll go with that. You're hearing it here first, folks, on this show, Hal Mummy to LSU. I'll tell you how these things get going. And I don't remember which job. I think it might have been the Tennessee job when Majors got fired and Fulmer was the interim, but he had not been named yet as the permanent head coach. And every day on the show, and this is what, early 90s, I would have to do a promo that they would play on all the other channels for the next day's show. And we had an afternoon host because the format was talk, but ours was the only sports show. All the others were politics, news, etc. Right? So I did a promo that a guy named Dave Macy, who was the afternoon host, had just accepted the Tennessee job. Yeah, I said something like, tomorrow on the show, we will announce Dave Macy, new coach, University of Tennessee. News stations, people, folks in traffic calling the front desk, wanting to know about this report. So when you say something, when I say something like that, having fun with it, somebody will take it and go with it. like post it or believe it or something.
The traffic volume right on schedule 65 southbound, making your way down through Madison. They're working a couple of wrecks out here. One was 40 westbound near Stewart's Ferry Pike. It never was causing a big backup, and that's good because there's a lot of traffic trying to get down the interstate here coming in from Mount Juliet, Wilson County in general, headed into Davidson County. It's also heavy right on schedule 24 up past Harding Place. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Log on today, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today around 68. For tonight, showers likely, mostly cloudy, 55. Showers and thunderstorms for Thursday, highs 65. Showers for Thursday night, lows 50. Showers continue into Friday, highs 59. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Alpha Bean Counter. Bill, sad news on the passing of Joe Lee Dunn. Interesting fact on Dunn, he says. He was born in Ozark, Alabama, which is very close, about 20 miles from Dothan, Alabama, his birthplace. And also where many of my family still lives and still has their roots. Yeah, Jeff, too, is from Alabama, went to Ole Miss, and lives up here now. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, how about the biggest name in college football going to LSU? Charlie Weiss is the smartest hire there. Charlie Weiss. I saw him quoted about something here within the last week. What was it? No, it wasn't about counting all his money. I don't remember what the topic was. I remember I was a little surprised at his opinion on something, but I don't remember the topic. Rob in the 540. Bill, would Billy Napier be a good fit in Blacksburg? I would hire Hugh Freeze there. And I would cut him loose on the Eastern Seaboard recruiting up and down that fertile patch of property and unleash him to the ACC. That's what I would do. I'm not downing Billy Napier, who's done a very good job at Louisiana, but that's not the hire I would make. Josh in London, Ohio. Bill, Graham Harrell to Southern Cal and Kerry Combs to LSU. There it is, Bill. Well, he's already there, Graham Harrell. Basically, Josh is saying, we'll give you Kerry Combs. I don't care which team it is, LSU or whoever. We'll give him to you. He's not really doing anything. I mean, he's not coordinating anymore. So he's really not your big problem anymore. Now, Tim, somebody took this seriously. Tim says, I don't really see Combs landing a head coaching job at a major program. So there's my example. Yeah, there is my example. Tim might be kidding. He's over in Greenville, South Carolina. Yeah, Tim may be just backing up what I was talking about. Waylon, Bill, in all seriousness, do you think Kendall Briles would get a call for a head gig? Or is he still toxic like his father? No, he's not toxic like his father. No. So he could very well. Now, I don't know if this is his turn, this is his round to get a call. Yeah, I don't know that yet. But yes, he's being mentioned as a rising star, obviously, offensively. Jeff Lebby at Ole Miss. Tell you what, with the wave of momentum that Baby Kiff has built up, and Jeff Lebby is the offensive coordinator there, Lebby's in exactly the right place at the right time. Again, don't know if he gets a call to be a head coach this go-around, but he's trending in that direction. Absolutely. Now, he asked Matt Corral, but, I mean, you still have to call the plays and you still have to be successful with it, and he is. Yeah, he's in a very fortuitous spot right now, Jeff Lebby, coordinating that Ole Miss offense and how well they look. I really thought, you know, last Friday we were talking and people were saying, I got LSU plus the 7.5. Somebody said, I got LSU plus 9.5. I really thought those were all good bets. I really did. I didn't bet it, but I really thought, okay, if you're getting 7 to 10 points somewhere in there, or 7.5 plus, let's say, because 7's a key number, right? 3, 7, et cetera. I really considered you guys in a good situation. And I, the 2:30 CBS game, which was LSU Ole Miss, I was watching other games and it slipped by me. So the beginning of the Ole Miss LSU game, I didn't see. I didn't see the kickoff. And LSU scored first. That's when I had it on from that moment forward. LSU's up 7-0, and I thought, man, you guys plus the points, you are in really good shape. And, of course, that is not the way it played out. That is not at all the way that thing played out. I thought it was good. Josh says, Bill, you know what I'm rooting for? Kendall Briles to somehow end up at A&M. What would Karen do then? She hates Kendall Briles. She obviously hates Art Briles. I think she said that if A&M, even A&M hired him, that would be a deal breaker for her. I think I've seen her say that. We'll get a call when we come back. Hope you're having a good one. Wednesday edition. Week 9 college football, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know how I get happy? That makes me happy right there. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume right on schedule 65 southbound, making your way down through Madison. They're working a couple of wrecks out here. One was 40 westbound near Stewart's Ferry Pike. It never was causing a big backup, and that's good because there's a lot of traffic trying to get down the interstate here coming in from Mount Juliet, Wilson County in general, headed into Davidson County. It's also heavy right on schedule 24 up past Harding Place. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on today, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans. Or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Get stylish, durable flooring for your home that will last a lifetime. And get it installed with help from Lowe's. Get Stainmaster Pet Protect Carpet starting at just $1.99 per square foot. And Pergo Wet Protect Laminate starting at $2.49 per square foot. Both with limited lifetime warranties. Order now, only at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only. See Lowe's.com product detail page for more warranty information.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the app store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
All right, let's go, y'all. take a call. Hey, Sean, welcome in, sir. Appreciate you waiting through the break.
Morning, Bill. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Bill, has anyone brought up the old pirate over there at Mississippi State as a possible position there at LSU? I mean, can you imagine what LSU could do with the marketing with the pirate in the city of New Orleans?
With one problem, though.
What's
Mike
that?
Leach is not a bright lights kind of coach. And Mike Leach is not a Chase Johnny five-star coach. Mike does not like that. And at LSU,
yeah,
you have
Bill,
to do that. Yeah, you have to recruit Johnny five-star. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it.
But he wouldn't have to there in that area with all the talent that's in southern Mississippi and Louisiana. But anyway, well, here's a scenario for you to mull over for me.
Good.
Let's say that right now in the playoff situation, the top four teams end up being Georgia at one, Cincinnati at two. Let's say Georgia takes care of Alabama. That kicks them out. That leaves Oklahoma and then Ohio State in the top four. If that occurs in the year, and let's say that Wake Forest runs the table and wins the ACC, in your opinion, what happens then? Anything?
I don't think the committee would want to take a Power 5 undefeated, even if it's a no-brand name like Wake Forest, and leave them out. It would be a really disturbing precedent, even though I don't think they'd be a top four team regardless. I don't know. I think Cincinnati may get booted then.
Really? Okay. And if the same scenario plays out with the exception of Michigan running the table and taking Ohio State out of that top four, any change or you still
so
don't
Michigan,
see Wake Forest anyway?
Michigan's undefeated.
Right.
Oh, they're in. 100% in. They're
okay,
in way more than Wake Forest is in.
Okay, and Georgia and Oklahoma, and if they run the table, then are they going to take Cincinnati over undefeated Wake Forest coming from the ACC?
No, I don't think so.
Interesting. All right, Bill, that's all I got for you. Great show. Have a great rest of the day.
Appreciate it. Now, again, that's my estimate there. That will be interesting. And he brings up real possibilities. Between now and the regular season finish line, end of November, we're going to clean a lot of this up, hopefully. But if not, we're going to have some fun conversations here on the show. Karen in Nebraska. Bill, funniest thing about Kiffin to LSU is LSU boards are saying he'd have language in his contract protecting LSU if he goes off the rails. She says everything always is off the rails at LSU. There are no rules at LSU, she says. I mean, there's drama there from time to time. But I don't think LSU through the years, let me think this out. Let's say the last 20 years. I don't think LSU's had more drama than Tennessee. I mean, look what Tennessee's gone through. They fired Fulmer in 08. They've gone through, what, five coaches since then, head coaches. Their front office people, like their chancellor and or president, they've run through several of those. They've run through ADs. They've got a huge NCAA dark cloud hanging over them right now. They fired Bruce Pearl because he lied about a cookout on a Saturday, literally. So, I mean, LSU's had their drama. That's not to be denied, but I don't think they've had more drama than Tennessee. Now, has everything settled down at Tennessee? I think it probably has. I want to also give them credit for that. And the football programs, I think, actually, Josh Heupel's done a pretty good job in year one. He just doesn't have the weaponry to fight back as much. But they've looked pretty good, even when they get whooped by far superior teams like Alabama, you hear people compliment them. So, just saying. And I mean, when Nick was there for that span, of course, they won a national championship. Also, LSU, let's also juxtapose the drama with every coach they've hired in the last 20 years. Every head football coach they've hired has a national championship. How many schools can match that little stat? Jim in Jupiter. Bill, don't let Karen lie to you. She left the Noles well before Kendall Briles came to Florida State. No cap. Bill, what about Herm Edwards to Southern Cal? I believe he played either at Mater Dei or De La Salle. And he's done a good job at Arizona State. Well, but all those rumors, yeah. Herm Edwards, y'all, had recruits in the stairwell during the shutdown. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, y'all. What are we going to do? Imagine doing that. Hiding recruits in the stairwell when you're not supposed to be doing it. Oh. For the life of me. That may be the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. All right, hour three's coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.